What a season it was for the Prescott Cardinals football team. After not going to the postseason in 8 years, the Prescott Cardinals football team shocked the conference by winning their first four conference games to become playoff eligible before taking on a handful of ranked teams to round out the regular season campaign. The Cardinals ended their season with a tough 17-14 road loss at West Salem in level one of the playoffs last Friday on KDWA. It also marked the end of year two in the tenure of head coach Jordan Hansen, who joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday for our 2021 season recap. The only word both of us could come up with is special.
Yeah, it's definitely a special year for me. It's kind of why I wanted to come to Prescott, is to turn something around, and to do it with these kids and the work they put in was unbelievable, and it's a season I'll never forget. And I can't thank our seniors enough for the last 2 years of dedication since I've been here. And I know when Coach Hegland was here too, they put the time in and they really wanted to get this thing turned around. And you know, when you put hard work in like they did, you're going to reap those benefits. And you know, hopefully they're the group that kind of starts this thing and keeps it rolling for a long time.
You don't just go from not going to the playoffs for 8 consecutive seasons to winning your first 4 conference games and then challenging a bunch of the top teams from around Western Wisconsin. What was the it that changed within this Prescott Cardinals football program since the end of the 2020 season? The Cardinal student athletes are buying in.
I think it's a lot of different factors into that. You know, getting hired late in the year, July before that first season, it was just a learning curve for me, just to get to know kids, get to know assistant coaches, get to know Prescott as a school, as a community. And after that season, you kind of take it in and say, okay, what do we need to do to get this thing rolling? And weight room's a big part of that, and the kids, right after the season, we said, we don't want to be last in the conference, so what are some things we got to do to make sure that doesn't happen? And weight room came up a bunch, and our kids committed to that. That was a big thing. But just being good kids in the classroom, being leaders around the school, doing the right thing outside of school, and then getting to know our kids and realizing that, I don't know if triple option under center is something that's going to fit us in Prescott. So what can we do to do something else? And letting Coach Brown run with the offense, and then getting some of the basketball kids out. We got to have our athletes out and get some of those kids out, and moving our offense to more spread style, but still being able to run the football out of it. And then changing our defense to something that I know that's worked very well and that fits our kids very well as well. So there's a ton of different things that played a factor into it. Some of the same things now we're going through with exit meetings now and underclassmen is now that these seniors have set the standard and got us going a little bit, where do you guys want to take it from here? And so it's a lot of different things that played a role in it. Our seniors were a huge part of that, and I can't be more proud of that group. It was a sad time on Friday watching those guys leave the field for the last time. I've never really felt that in my coaching career. It's like, all right, move on to the next season. But, those kids, they really felt like my own that night. And it was a tough deal, but, we move on and a new team was born. And, we got to get ready to go for next season.
The best part of the 2021 season had to have been playing the underdog around the Middle Border Conference. Dare we do say that some of the teams may have been shocked with what the Cardinals put on the field.
Everyone in our conference thought we weren't going to win a game this year. We weren't going to win a conference game, and we came out to prove something each and every week. To win our first 4 straight conference games, that was pretty special, and each one of those games was definitely a fun deal. And then, after that, we kind of got the gauntlet of a schedule to end it, and to go into battle in those games and just to compete. We could have won a couple of those games, especially the playoff game. But, just to play some playoff football and get those kids excited, those seniors that they've never played playoff football before, and to at least get them there and, give them that experience, that was an awesome feeling.
Coach Hansen on what he is looking forward to most to getting this thing going once again next August of 2022.
I think we're in a similar boat now where teams think, okay, we lost a lot of seniors. Prescott's going to be down next year. So just in our exit meetings, this week, the few that I've had so far with our players, they're excited to try to prove people wrong again and continue the tradition that we started here last year. And our goals haven't changed. We're going to try to be a playoff team next year. We got a lot of work to do, and our season started already, so we got to make sure we're ready to go. And, it's a new year, and kids are excited, so it'll be fun to put the pieces together. And, we got Regis coming in next year, week one. You'll probably see them down at the state championship game in Madison this year. So we got to be ready to go.
The Cardinals finish 5-5.